you can turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5. And if for some reason you don't have your Bible handy, there's pew Bibles there. And you can turn to page 865. When you find your place, if you can please stand to honor the reading of the Word of God. And I'm going to do this a little different than what I've done before. Always when I read, I ask God to bless the reading of His Word, but I'm going to do it before we read it. So may God bless the reading of His Word, our hearing of His Word, and our adherence to these words before us. Starting in verse 5, we're going to read verses 1 and 2, where it says this, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering, and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." Verses 8 and 9. "For we were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth." And then verse 15 through 21. "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." You may be seated.
We're in the midst of a series on being filled with the Spirit. And our first part was being emptied. I want you to catch that. 2 weeks ago, I preached on being empty of your flesh. And the theme was, the more often and completely we empty our flesh, the more often and completely the Holy Spirit can what? Fill us. We got to get rid of sin, get rid of the flesh, notice it. Empty to be filled. And then last Sunday, I challenged you to count your victories. I gave you a victory sheet that I wanted you to go back and look at all of the sins that you had gotten victory over. I've had people to comment that that's just been good, that they realized that they'd gotten victory over this sin and this sin. And then one of the biggest ones was there are sins listed that they never got involved in. And it was just wonderful to realize, thank God that, thank God this, and to chart your victories, things that you've gotten victory over for the last 6 months, 3 months, a week. Are those victories? I think we need to chart our victories. And that was for Memorial Day, to remember your past victories, and that will inspire you and commit you for present and future victories. And this morning we're talking about experiencing the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. And it is so important that we grasp this and realize that we can be filled with the Spirit. It says, "Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." And we're to be intoxicated with the Spirit. We're going to be speaking on that next Sunday. It's in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We're going to spend 2 Sundays on music, and to realize that we be filled with the Spirit by our singing and our worship, and very, very important. But to be being filled is so important. It's a command. It's be filled. There's no command to be baptized in the Spirit, to be indwelt by the Spirit, to be sealed by the Spirit. those were given you when you got saved. Okay, you got those from God. Okay, you were full. You got all of God the second you got saved. And but to be filled with the Spirit is a command, and you have a part in it that you have to grab God and be daily filled with Him. It's a passive thing. Only God can fill you. You can't fill yourself. Only God can fill you with the Spirit. We got to ask. And then thirdly, it's for every believer. It's just not for the elite. It's just not for the Billy Grahams. You know what I'm saying? It's for you. And you should want that with all your being, to experience the supernatural power of God alive within and around your life. And to realize God's here. It's not only command and it's passive. It only comes from God. It's to everyone. It's not permanent. The filling of the Spirit is not permanent. The baptism is permanent. The indwelling is permanent. The sealing is permanent from God. But when you can be filled, and you can be filled again, and it can be hourly, daily, moment by moment, the being filled with the Spirit. And the word filled is like the carried along. It's like the sails of a ship. To be carried along with the wind, and you're to fill the sails of your ship with air, and the more air it gets, the more it moves. They were just having the yacht races about a week ago. Did you see any of the yacht races? The new yachts, they don't go down in the water. There's something underneath the water. They're above the water. And I'm sitting there going, wow. And the air is filling. They're going twice as fast. And they got propellers or something underneath, and they're just going at it. And when the wind fills their sail, they just go. And I was going to get one, but I think there are 10 million apiece. And I could only afford two. And but the Holy Spirit is to carry you along, and it's to fill your wind. There are sometimes I wonder, what is the Holy Spirit doing? And you got to throw up your sheet to see if it catches the wind. When we're moving in a direction, we were building this part of the building, when we built the gym, when we built the house, or we bought the house, and to move in different directions, when we're going into different ministries, when we're bringing in special speakers and special events. God, are you going to bless our VBS? Is that right? You throw up the sail and see if the Holy Spirit pulls it. And it's been neat to see God do some wonderful, wonderful things in our midst. He wants to do that in your life. Every day, He wants to carry you on. He wants to just fill your whole sail. He wants to permeate, to saturate, to just be consumed and dominate your life, control your life, capture your life. He wants to be like this glove. This glove by itself is what? Worthless. But when you put a hand in it, is that right? What it can do. And then what's the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is inside. You can't see Him, but He's the one who moves, and He directs, and He's the one who fills it. Without the Holy Spirit, there is nothing in it but us. But when we're filled with the Spirit, we can be moved on. That's why He says, be being filled. Keep on being filled with the Spirit. And it should be daily. It should be hourly. It should be for each event, and it's wonderful to catch that. We're going to be in this for a couple more weeks. This morning it's about the Holy Spirit itself. Himself. Let's all turn to John chapter 14. If you will write on your bulletin, on the back of your bulletin, there's a place to take notes. If you want to write this slide down, this is the only slide I have for the sermon this morning. And if you would write these down, because I want you to go home and read John 14, 15, 16. It is the three chapters in the Bible that describes what the Holy Spirit does. And you need to know that. There's a lot of false teaching on the Holy Spirit today. A lot of false teaching. We're going to hit some of that this morning, and I only have 12 minutes, so let's get at it. John chapter 14, and let's start in John chapter 14 with verse 16. And it says, I will pray the Father, And He will give you another comforter. Note the Trinity all through these texts. The Trinity, the word Trinity isn't in the Bible, but the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit is always there. And He always uses a triune picture of God, that they're three in one. They're not three, they're one, viewed as three positions or persons and activities. And here we see all three of them. I will pray, Jesus talking, I will pray the Father, and He, the Father, will give you another Comforter, the Holy Spirit, and He, that He may abide with you. How long? How long? Man, if we would, He's permanent. He's with us. Verse 17, even the Spirit of what? Truth. That's the greatest thing. Truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you continuously and shall be what? In you. Wow. I hope He's knowable. You know, the unsaved world cannot know Him, cannot see Him. But we know Him. We experience Him. We feel Him filling ourselves with air and moving us in directions. And it's so neat who to talk to, who to pray for, who to minister to, who to care for. Is that right? He moves us along. Verse 18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you as orphans or bereaved or helpless. I will come to you. The Holy Spirit is Jesus in us. Who is the Holy Spirit? It's Jesus in us. I will come to you. Powerful words. Verse 19. Yet a little while. Now, He's speaking before the cross here. He hasn't died yet in the flow of what's going on in the chapter here. He said, in a little while, the world will see me no more. I'm going to die, and I'm going to be buried, and I'm going to raise, and I'm going to ascend up to heaven. Okay? They're not going to see me anymore. But ye will see me, because I live, ye shall live also. You're going to experience me living through you. It's going to happen. I'm going to enter you. I'm going to leave this earth, but then I'm going to enter you and live my life through you. You're going to experience your aliveness. It's me living in you and coming out of you. Verse 20. At that day, mainly emphasizing Pentecost, or the day when you and I got saved, in that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, I'm deity, and that ye are in me, you're saved by my grace, by my death on the cross, my resurrection, and I in you. Woo! And we realize, God, you know, when you saved me, you baptized me, I received all the Holy Spirit, you sealed me till the day of redemption. Aren't you glad you saved all the way to heaven? And then you indwelt me. That's always given to me. I got you. And so you're alive in my life. And He says, now I'm in you. Here's how you see it. Verse 21. He that hath my commandments, you hear them, study them, and keepeth them, obey them. He it is that love me. So if you love Jesus, you keep His commandments. If you don't love Jesus, you don't keep His commandments, okay? And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, to be loved by God. Wow. And I will love him. God loves us. Jesus loves us. And will manifest myself unto him. We're going to experience the divinity, the supernatural power of God alive in us. Verse 26. But the Comforter. Who is the Comforter? This verse. Who's the Comforter? The Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit. The word ghost was used in the King James day. Today the word ghost isn't a serious word to us. But in those days it was a serious word. And the best word is spirit. It's a non-body person. Okay? A spirit being, okay? And it's not Casper or anything, you know. We've lessened the word ghost. But the Comforter, which is No doubt. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father, see, we see the Trinity here again, will send in my name, Jesus, all three right there. He shall teach you all things. So that means you study, you read, you meditate, you memorize, but it's Him that teaches you. I love that. As Patrick lost all of his memory, I forget a lot of stuff too. How many of y'all forget a lot? It's God's business to teach us. It's my business to read. Is that right? My business to study. My business to give it some time. My business to meditate on it. But it's the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit's position to teach it to me. I love this next one because I have Alzheimer's. And brings all things to your what? I just love that. I just love it when I'm talking to somebody and a verse will pop in my mind. And I really couldn't tell you. And it'll pop in my mind. It might not be perfect. I'm not a perfect memorizer. I don't do much perfect. But it's wonderful when God's word pops in your mind. I'm talking to somebody and a verse or a portion of a verse pops in my mind. I can share it. Now I got to read it and study before it gets there. But it's wonderful. It's wonderful to have Him teach it to me and for Him to bring it to my remembrance. That's the Holy Spirit's job. Recall. Whatsoever I have said unto you, the Bible, verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace, perfect peace, inner peace I give unto you, not as the world's peace of pleasure and stuff and things and popularity and fame, not as the world giveth, give unto you. Let not your heart, what? Be troubled. Let not your heart be afraid. Take courage, take strength. You know, hey, that's the kind of peace you have. Why should I be afraid? God's with me. God's with me. Peace. Peace. Chapter 15, verse 11. I trust you write these texts down in your place there at the back of your bulletin so you can read them this afternoon. Chapter 15, verse 11, it says, these things have I spoken unto you that my joy might remain, stick into you, and that your joy might become full. The greatest thing in a Christian's life this side of heaven is joy. And it's not your joy. It's Jesus' joy that comes out of you because He's in you. And it gives you joy. Things aren't going good, but you trust Him and that gives you joy. Gives you joy. And you know you have some. When Patrick was in the hospital on Friday night, doctor said some things that upset me, and I just sat down and prayed. And it's great to talk to somebody that's the Almighty, and He gives you peace and joy. Huh? You just believe. And God help us. And you have joy. And you can have it daily, hourly, moment by moment, minute by minute. If you've lost joy, grab your Bible, read it like crazy, claim the promises, and have joy. It's simple. It's simple. And we'll talk about that more. Verse 16, it says, ye have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. It should be lasting. That whatsoever ye shall ask in my Father's name, of the Father in my name, he may give it you. God answers prayer. The Holy Spirit helps all of that. He's our intercessor. Jesus, our intercessor. And He bears fruit. We're going to be talking about it in a couple weeks. Galatians 5, 16 to 21. 25 is the fruit of the Spirit. He produces all of that in our lives. Chapter 16, John chapter 16, verse 13. Howbeit, when He, catch all this, very important verses. When He, the Spirit of truth, is come. The Holy Spirit hadn't come yet. This is pre the death of Jesus, John 16. The resurrection hasn't happened. Pentecost hasn't happened. He will guide you into all truth. He's not only going to teach you all truth and bring all truth to your remembrance, He's going to guide you and lead you into decisions and choices. All truth. Catch this. He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He shall show you things to come. The Holy Spirit never tells you anything against the Bible. If a person has a new revelation, well, the Holy Spirit gave me a new revelation. The Bible says you're not supposed to add or take away. Is that what it says? A person cannot say, well, the Holy Spirit told me to go get drunk. Will the Holy Spirit ever tell you to go get drunk? No. You know, well, the Holy Spirit told me to lie. Will the Holy Spirit ever tell you to lie? No. That's true. The Holy Spirit must agree with the Bible, and the Holy Spirit is not to be worshipped. It's Jesus. If you notice in the last books of Paul, he always says the Father and the Son, the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit's not mentioned because the Holy Spirit is Jesus in me. And they're all one. But be careful that the Holy Spirit today, there's people telling me, well, I know the Bible says it's wrong, but the Holy Spirit told me it was all right. No, no, no. It says it right here. He does not speak for himself. Look at verse 14. He continues that thought. He shall glorify me. Everything the Holy Spirit says must glorify Jesus. For he shall receive of mine from the Word of God, God's Word, God's truth, and shall show it unto you. Okay, it's not from him. It's from God, from Jesus. Very important in our day. There's a lot of movements that call themselves, well, we're Holy Spirit movements, and the Holy Spirit's moving in new ways today. No, the Holy Spirit is not moving in new ways. He only speaks what Jesus speaks. And it must be according to the Word of God. And it's not somewhere out there that, well, the Holy Spirit told me to do this. No, if it doesn't have in the Bible, the Holy Spirit agrees with the Bible. And it's very important that we grasp that. And it says, I show you the verse 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you're going to have tribulation. But be of good cheer. What? I've overcome the world. This is Jesus getting ready to die and leave them. And he says, folks, he says, stay close to me and you'll have peace. In the world, you're going to have trials, troubles, problems. Is that true? Every day? Many times a day? We have an unfair world out there. Unjust world. Can't do anything about it, but I can trust God. I can know He's on the throne. And I can realize, yes, I'm going to have tribulations. But be courageous. Be confident. Be unadulterated. Be filled with joy. I've overcome the world. My conquest is accomplished. My victory is abiding. Trust me. And you'll have peace in the midst of sorrow. Peace in the midst of trials and testings. And it is wonderful to say, God, you are with me and I trust you. Three things here. We must, to be filled with the Spirit, we must surrender ourselves fully, daily, hourly. I'm yours. Is that right? God, get up in the morning. Holy Spirit, Jesus, I'm yours. I give you my life today. Use it how you will. I want to be emptied of my flesh, emptied of my sins, emptied. I remember that you've been with me here, and I've gotten victory here, and I've gotten victory here. Now I need your power today, God. I need you to fill me again today, to bring scriptures to my mind, to teach me, to bring it to remembrance, to guide me. Is that right? To give me peace, to give me joy. I'm trusting you, and I submit my life. I surrender to you today. Use me as I go to work. Use me as I go to school. Use me as I go to the grocery store. Is that right? God, use me. God, use me as I'm helping this other friend over here. God, use me. God, use me. Surrender. Secondly, we must study the Word of God. We must read the Word of God. We must feed the Spirit, because He only teaches us what we study. He only brings us to remembrance of what we studied. He only guides us with what we study. You know, in school, I would always like to sleep on the book. It didn't happen. Osmosis didn't happen. And I had to read it. I had to study it. I had to think about it. I had to meditate on it. I had to memorize a couple things. I had to get it so that it could come back to my remembrance when I was taking the test. I got to surrender. I got to study. I got to fill my mind with His truth. And today we have everything vying for your eyes and your ears. Is that right? You got to fill your mind with God's truth, not all the trivia of today. And then the last one is stay close. Is that right? Stay stay close. Stay close to Him. Stay close to Him as you're walking with Him. Can you talk to God all day long? Can you walk with God like Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden? We can walk with Him. He wants us to walk with Him, talk with Him, be with Him, stay close to Him. Stay away from the world and stay close to Him. Stay close to Him. Stay close to Him in obedience. Stay close to Him in love. Stay close to Him in decision making. Stay close. Just make everything about God. Surrender to Him. Study His Word. Stay close. And you'll have peace, and you'll have joy, and I'll guide you, and I'll teach you, and I'll bring whatever you need to remember to your remembrance. I'll use you. Just, I'm with you. I'm in you. Let's walk. Let's live. Let's pray. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Are you experiencing the supernatural power that is alive within you? Got to be saved first. Preacher, I know that I've repented of my sins and Jesus has saved my soul and I'm trusting in His death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. I believe. Preacher, I believe. Can you say that? If you can, then the Holy Spirit needs to be a daily surrendering. Fill me, God. Fill me. Use me. Teach me. Guide me. Bring things to my remembrance. Give me joy. Give me peace. Give me guidance. Comfort me. It's the Holy Spirit's job. First, you need to be saved. You're here this morning and say, Preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure. Pray for me. Anybody? If that's you, just raise your hand. I will not embarrass you. I just want to pray for you. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me. Pray. Let me pray with you. Just raise your hand. Main floor. Second floor. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm saved. I pray for you. Any others? Any others? Balconies? Side wings? Preacher, pray for me. If you're here this morning and you would like somebody to show you how to be a Christian person, how you can know for sure you're saved, look at me right now. If not, keep your head bowed. I'll just pray for you. But if you would like someone and show you how to be saved, look at me and I'll make that happen. If not, I'll just pray for you. I will pray for you. I beg every person here, every believer here this morning, to beg God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Every day, every hour, every moment. Surrender. Study. Stay close and you'll experience supernatural power alive within you. Lord Jesus, bless and make a blessing to every person here. Change their lives with the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.